from KQED.
Most folks hope to be near family and friends when we die, but in prison, many people die alone. As part of our first-person health series, Vital Signs, we hear from a retired chaplain, Lori Adolph. She helped launch a project called Supportive Care Services at California Men's Colony, a prison in San Luis Obispo. The program trains inmates serving life sentences to sit with fellow inmates as they pass.
First of all, imagine it's very, very stark. There is nothing pretty about a hospital in prison. Nothing. They have the opportunity to have family come and visit them on a limited basis. A lot of times, because they've been there so long, though, they don't have anybody who really it matters whether or not they die in prison. They've been in prison for 30 years or 40 years, and who cares? So dying alone is a very, very real situation in prison. Before supportive care services, there really wasn't anything in place to be with the dying inmates. Patients who were dying in the hospital would be put in a room and a nurse would check on him periodically until he died. The men are sitting vigil with them. They hold their hand, they talk to them, whether or not the person can respond. And what happens is those human qualities are given that safe space. They can be more caring and more compassionate and more sensitive. You know, before I started working at the prison, I used to think, well, we die the way we lived. But I have discovered to say we die as we lived is not true. There is transformation. There really is really deep changes that happen. In fact, I remember one of the psychiatrists said to me, the last 4 weeks of my patient's life has been the best that he has ever known. And I said, why? And he said, because he had friends who weren't trying to get something from him. And those were the hospice volunteers. And they made sure he didn't die alone.
That story was reported by Ryder Diaz. We also spoke with a former inmate about how sitting with dying men changed him. You can listen to his story online at californiareport.org.